Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Betascape podcast. I'm your host, Beastly Bader, and in today's episode, I sit down with Gay Ho from Twitter, and we have a great conversation on masturbation, why Florida is really weird to live in, and the future of pornography and technology. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm doing good. I just got home from a long day, but I'm excited to be here.
Nice. Well, we finally were able to make it happen.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Like, it's so hectic. I mean, there's so many things that have been happening, but I live in Florida, so nothing is as it should be here, I feel.
You're living in Florida? Holy shit.
Yes. This is where I live. I'm not from here originally, but I live here now.
Where are you originally from?
From New York City.
Oh, cool. What part of New York City?
Brooklyn.
Hey, I lived in Brooklyn for like 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like queer-coded and just like a nice place to be, but I mean...
What part of Brooklyn?
Bed-Stuy.
Oh, yeah. I was in Crown Heights.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I love New York City. That's obviously like my hometown, but...
Were you born and raised in New York?
I was raised there, and then I moved here. Like around like ending my teenage years, so most of my adult life has been in Florida, but I still go back just to visit and just chill and hang out. I mean, nothing beats New York. It's like incomparable, you know, like of a place.
Yeah, no, I certainly love New York. I feel like I did it. I feel like it's a city. Well, I mean, you're originally from there. I feel like if you're born there, you like you're it. Like you're so yeah. New York. You're like adapted. There's something in your DNA. If that you're essence. Not, yeah. If you're not from New York, you go there. Like you really have to like
want to be there.
Yeah, and also yeah. Too, like you have to like really come to terms with the fact that you are going to be a New Yorker. Like you either fucking do it or you're just going to get.
Yeah, it's definitely like problematic, and people think it's so weird when I'm like there and I'm like, oh, it's a dump, smells terrible, but I'm so happy to be here. There's nothing like it. Like I don't know, I just when I'm there I'm like getting my life, and then people are just like, how could you ever like a place like this? Like take a look around. I'm just like, I don't know. So yeah, you definitely have that essence with you.
I mean, I can certainly New York is certainly very exciting for sure, but I think it's yeah. funny I'm from LA, and then I like you know, so I'm used to like busy streets and like the like a very metropolis city, and then I moved to New York, and then I was like, what did I do that for? I was just like, I need to go somewhere like by a river and like
yeah
zen out in like some fields, and I don't know what I was thinking going to New York. I just wanted to try it. I had like big dreams, but those didn't work
right.
out. Whatever.
I mean, you definitely like don't get to see nature, like especially when you're so stuck in the city, like you don't really get to experience nature. And I mean, I live in Florida, there's not really like much of any nature here but swamp and heat, but it's still like coming from New York City, like an actual concrete jungle, it's like wow, like there's beaches, like this is incredible. Like so it's not very like, it doesn't take all that much nature to satisfy me. I'm like, oh wow, this is so touching. But I'm an East Coaster down for sure.
Yeah.
I'm so East Coast coded.
Well, have you ever been to the West Coast?
I have. I've been to California before. That's the only place I've been to on the West Coast. I've been to the Bay Area and I've been to LA.
I feel like you would really vibe in the Bay Area.
Okay, well, the gag is I actually did not like the Bay Area all that much.
What about LA?
Like LA was fine, of course. Being overstimulated is like perfect. Like I want a busy. I love that. Like I always crave that. So
yeah.
I felt like I liked LA a lot, and I like San Diego, but the Bay Area.
Really, that's interesting. San Diego's like so chill.
I'm Latino, so I just feel like I enjoyed it there. Like I felt like I was cosplaying as a true like West Coast like cholo. I don't know, like I was just feeling the I was feeling the fantasy, and I feel like the Bay Area was just a little too goofy for me. I don't like the quirky divas that much. Like I like them, but at the end of the day I'm just like, okay, like let's dial it back. But it was an interesting place. It was definitely an interesting place. The West Coast, I have so much more to explore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. Have you ever been to Palm Springs? Or just talking to a bater about Palm Springs? I feel like you would really like it. Are you into like daddies?
I mean, yeah, I know Palm Springs is like older. I mean, that just gives me such a, believe it or not, like a Florida essence, like especially like the Fort Lauderdale
Oh
area.
yeah, that's
Like
true. Yeah, I can see that.
Fort Lauderdale, Wilton Manors, it's like older daddies that are circuit gays, like that may have like aged out of that, and now they're just like taking a back seat, probably have some like, some money, some coins. So it's giving that. I've never been to Palm Springs. I would like to go, but like as a bucket list thing. But same thing with like Fire Island. Like I'm not particularly drawn to Fire Island. You know what I mean? Like that's for like a certain demographic of people. Like
Absolutely.
I don't really have like, I don't feel seen by them, but I will just go to just, cruise.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I've only been to Fire Island once, and it was for like a volleyball tournament. And I was like, I was just part of some gay volleyball league, and it was fun. You know, like take a boat to get there, and then you get there, and it's just like fucking dick everywhere.
Yeah,
Like it's just a
for
bunch of
sure.
dudes.
Yep. But like any beach like place is gonna be like kind of an older crowd, like any beachside community, like people that are well established there have their little their moments.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the bait off is over, and that was a really good time. Have you had time to like kind of decompress or kind of think over like the whole series? Like, what was your takeaway? How did you feel about doing that?
I mean, it was fun. Like, there wasn't any cons to the experience. And I don't know, like, how the other contestants felt about it, but I think pretty much, like, unanimously, like, we were all chilling. Like, we had, like, objectives that we had to complete, but, like, on our own terms. So it wasn't, like, any pressure. Like, it wasn't, like, we could blame it on the edit. Like, it was nothing like that. So, if anything, like, it was just, like, a cool. For me going into it, I just was like, okay, like let's see how like other people that make solo content especially like go about this and see how I can like, bounce ideas off of them. Everybody on the cast was like really supportive to like just DMing
Yeah.
them like positive things or just like little things like that. So it was a good time. Good moment for the Bait World community. And obviously I've been a part of that website for a minute now, like years, maybe
Yeah.
five, 6 years.
Oh,
So
nice. Yeah,
yes.
I'm always really curious when baiters discover like Bait World and like I feel like Bait World's kind of like the go-to for like the community. It's like you start there and kind of everything branches out. Or at least it did for me. Like I found like all my friends, or I found certain things that I was interested in, and I just kind of had an opportunity to explore. I was gonna say, I was like, it must be really special to like do like a group challenge like that. It's like it's kind of think about it like RuPaul's Drag Race, where you meet everybody on their first day, and everyone's kind of like eyeing each other and like supporting each
Yeah.
other. I think it's fun. Do you all like kind of still keep in contact?
Yeah, we keep in contact just through DMs, just like positive things. But I followed like all of them like on multiple different platforms. So that was kind of cool. Like it wasn't just
Yeah.
like only Twitter, only Bait World, and then we kicked the bucket. Like, we follow each other
Yeah.
on Instagram to see a little glimpse of their life like outside of like all things baiting, I suppose. So everyone's pretty chill. I think the cast
Yeah.
this season like had good like synergy with one another, even though we're so
Yeah.
different. I feel like you just take a glance at everybody's like own content and you're like, okay, we're all in different areas, but everyone's
Yeah.
still like under the same common like motif of just like self-pleasure and just like kind
Yeah.
of troll, like a little bit of trolling. Like it's a pretty like easy cast to get along with. Like they're not like no one has like a stick up their ass or anything. Everybody was pretty chill. And I actually like followed a few people before it even started. So it was cool
Yeah.
to get that extra like, extra door open into like their insight. So I don't really have a bias, but it was like a sexy cast too. So I was like keeping an eye out for Selena.
I keep an eye out for what?
Keeping an eye out for Selena. It's like a Nicki Minaj
Oh.
quote. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think those series are really fun. I was talking to Bait World, and it was a bigger success of that series. And I was like, oh, I think that's the goal, like hopefully for the next series you get more baiters and it becomes like a bigger thing. And I think Yeah, I was asked to do it and I didn't do it. And I was just like, oh, I don't know how it would like really fit into those challenges. I don't really see myself as a challenger. Besides, I'm just really lazy. Like, I don't want to come in a cup. Like,
Yeah.
I just want to like lay down and do it for the most
Right.
part.
Yeah, you know exactly like what works for you, like when it's time to like, have a little sesh and pop a bait and stuff like that. So I definitely feel you with that. I mean, like not every challenge spoke to everybody for sure. I mean,
Yeah.
some, like I said, like some of it was like, let's just do it for the trolls, like, and just give the audience what they want and deserve. But I think everybody incorporated it like very uniquely.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a huge like cumbersome challenge. If anything, it was just like, oh my gosh, like this is a lot of videos to make like in a short period of time. But once you get over that hurdle, you'd be shocked how lengthy the process can be to make a few minutes long video,
Oh, I
and
know. Oh, yeah.
even with like I mean, some people did like a sheer like stunning amount of editing, so even mines were like, oh, today drained me. And I didn't have all the bells and whistles.
I love it. Like one of my things that I is trying to get used to is like editing. Like even when I edit these podcasts and get a little tedious. But the one that I was really surprised by was Cocky Prince's editing. I was like, how did you do that? Like all those like different like visuals.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I use a bunch of different apps. And I was like, eh, I don't want
Yeah,
to, it's too
that's
involved.
that is a moment. I mean, I think it was definitely worth the time and effort for sure.
Yeah, no, for
And
sure. I mean, obviously he's really skilled at editing, so it looked good.
they paved the way for sure. They paved the way for like the
Yeah.
future of like solo vids. And I don't know, I feel like they should keep like a little eye open for like anybody kind of coming for their gig because that was pretty cool, like, and I haven't really seen something like that before. So they definitely deserved all the special shout outs that they got.
Yeah, that's definitely he definitely has a really unique point of view. When I heard he was going to be part of the cast, I was like, oh, that's really great. Totally exciting. What's the bait scene like in Florida? Where are you in Florida?
So I live in Tampa.
Tampa. Well,
Yeah,
because like
so.
someone told me to go visit Florida, and I was like, I don't want to go visit Florida.
No, I mean, I would never encourage anybody, any loved ones to like make a trip out here. Like it's a
Really?
danger
It's
for
that
sure.
bad?
It's a dangerous place. Like we like lead the like front in a lot of negative things. Like, you know what I mean? Like
Like what?
most DUIs, most human trafficking, like most oh, we have other stats. We have other stats of most the fiercest and the most like restrictive abortion laws in the entire country. I never thought I would be
Yeah.
I thought for something like that to happen, like you would have to live in like Arkansas or Mississippi. I never thought I would live in a state with like
Yeah.
the worst of its kind of, X, Y, and Z. So it has become really radicalized since I got here.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm so curious because it's just like when I hear all these horrible things happening in Florida, like bills passing and fucking DeSantis and shit, like, I really don't know what that,
We do have
get
like
that
a re
feels like. Because I walk around in LA and LA is like pretty liberal. So it's like I don't
R
have
yeah.
specific attacks on me. I mean, generalized, yes, but like I would feel like living in Florida feels a little heavier.
Oh yeah, I mean it's definitely like a place where you look over your shoulder like not only for like the average everyday other person but also like law
Yeah.
enforcement like is very predatory like out here like they will pick a problem with people, of POC and stuff like that. Like they want a reason to like exercise their force. So it's a scary
Yes.
place. We are a place where like you feel the police presence and you feel like
Yeah.
all the oppressiveness of it. But that being said, like we do have a very, very like I feel like where there's places where there's like radical, like right wingers, there's also like radical, like queer people. So I've met really, really cool people out here that just either happen to be out here or
Yeah.
came in, just biding some time here, or maybe like, I don't want to say got stuck, but it's expensive to just be moving. Like the average everyday person can't just be moving states after state. Like, oh, this state didn't work out for me. It's time to go. Like, not
Yeah.
everybody has those resources. So And I definitely resonate with that. You know, like I had to start my adulthood out here, and it's looked like, oh, now I'm trying to work my way out because things didn't pan out, you know, as I had hoped. So yeah, like that being said though, there's like a really fierce like queer scene still here. I mean, we have a lot of shockingly like nude recreation. We actually have like some of the biggest like nude recreation places in the US. I don't know if you've heard of this place called Sawmill. If you say Sawmill in Florida, everyone's gonna know. It's this over 200 acre clothing optional campground. It's the biggest in the US, and you can just go there, fuck on the trails.
In Tampa?
No, it's actually like 60 minutes like north of Tampa, maybe even
Oh,
less,
so it's like a little road trip, field trip.
yeah, it's like, and this is like a heavy driving scene, so it's no big deal. Like, you know what I mean? It's actually like a 40
Yeah.
minute drive up north from Tampa, so you can just go out there. Even if you want to just get a day pass, you don't have to like stay day after day. You just get a
Yeah.
day pass, go feel your fantasy, go smoke in the woods. Around every corner and every tree stump, like there's gonna be like people fucking and sucking. So you can definitely find people there. They do bear events, they do drag shows, like.
That sounds like fun. That's what I was gonna say. Like, I just feel like as much as there's so much like
As much as there's drag bands, there's actually like a huge drag scene in
that's
Florida.
what
Like,
I'm that's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
so
Like, I'm sure like in the midst of all these like awful
this
things
place
are
is so, it's like this place is, it's a serious matter, but at the same token, it's like so unserious at the same time. Like, you meet like the most trolling ass people out here. So, yeah, it's so confusing to wrap your head around. Like, nothing is like too bizarre for Florida, sadly. But yeah, we have a very fierce, like, and notable drag scene. I mean, that's just a little side note. Like,
Yeah.
the, and I, we just, I don't know if you saw the, this is so off topic, but there's a video of Gia Gunn. It was the TikTok, and she just posted it like a week ago, and she was just like going into a men's restroom because they had just like finally had done that whole like, we're gonna inspect your genitalia thing. That is wild. Yeah, Florida is on one. And she was just like,
What the
come,
fuck?
she's like walking into a bathroom and she's like, come get me. And like the TikTok ends, but it kind of went viral. She's always trolling. But yeah, so
That's
yeah, but we,
wild though. How are you gonna pull someone aside and be like, I need to check your genitals? The
it's
fuck?
just, it's really scary. Like, I
Get
don't
the
even know
fuck
where to,
off me. I push somebody. Don't touch my fucking body, you asshole.
yeah, that's just a lot to unpack. Like, I don't even understand the thought process behind that. That's just,
Me, I was just like,
that alone is criminal. Like, I feel like that act is criminal. Therefore, like, how is this even a law? Like, I don't understand that.
people, I don't understand it either for a while. It's just like, I don't understand half of the shit that's happening to us. But I also, there was a period of time where I was just like, I can't, I couldn't like even walk out my house. Like, I just felt like I had a huge target on my back because it's so severe. And I think I was scrolling through Instagram, and I think the Human Rights Campaign declared like a state of emergency on LGBTQ people. I'm like, a fucking
Yeah.
state of emergency? That means they're fucking coming for us. Like, I wouldn't be
Yeah.
surprised. I imagine the worst, like internment camps and shit. You're like, this isn't, we can't be repeating fucking history here. Like, we're not
Yeah.
that stupid as humans to be like, let's do this again and kill thousands of people.
Yeah, it's crazy to see like the regression. And I've seen it like in other states too, like, you know, just traveling, like a lot of places are kind of like just migrating into a whole new chapter. And like every time I go to a place, it's just like, oh well, Brooklyn's just not what it used to be, or like SF is just not what it used to be. Like every place is just not what it used to be, and it's just changing into some like weird bullshit. So I think we're all kind of going like glo like nationally for sure, like in this weird chapter of like uncertainty. And just like I've seen like in different states, I've seen like, you know, some of the cool like queer places shut down or like a lot closed in the pandemic. So still people are reeling from those moments. Like, oh, remember like the old, you know, so and so, and it's just like not there anymore. Like we're reduced to like less spaces. So yeah, it's like a trickle effect. Like the rhetoric like leaks out, you know? It's crazy. But the baiting scene in Florida specifically, to circle back to that, like it's
Oh, yeah.
it's small, but it's like It's very niche, but I think it has enough representation as much as it could probably get, like in any other space, to be honest. We have like mostly in South Florida because like that's just like a I would say like a kinkier place with more tourism. So I'm talking like Fort Lauderdale areas. Fort Lauderdale has like the eagle. Like every place has like an eagle. Like a type of like
Do you like
harnessy.
the eagle? Is that your vibe? What's your aesthetic here?
Eagles around the US is giving like circuit party realness. I'm okay with it. Like I'll attend and I'll go, but I'm actually like I don't know, like I'm not like a narc or anything. Like I'm super listen, I'm from Brooklyn, so it's just like y'all like the DJing scene, the partying scene, the after scene, like we love it and we support it. But like me personally, like I'm like California sober realness, like so I feel like that kind of like reels me out of the like the circus scene, sadly. But I like going, like it's still exciting. Like I've been bred on the dance floor, so it's
You've been
okay.
what? Bred on the
I've been
dance
yeah,
floor? Wait, what?
it's like so it's like I'm in there, like don't get me wrong, like I'm in there, but it's just like to
Was
keep it
like,
going.
did you say read or breed?
No, I have definitely like taken a load or two on the dance floor, so I'm like with
Lovely.
it. Yeah, like I'm definitely with it. Like I love exhibition, so that's fine, but like actually enjoying like EDM, I don't think speaks to me. Like no shade, it's just it's not my go-to genre.
Same.
But yeah, so the Eagles are okay. I prefer in like nightlife, just any place where there are like queer people. It doesn't have to be like specifically a sh like a gay place, even though I would prefer it. But if it's a straight place with like a good mixed crowd, I'll enjoy it. I can enjoy like a libation or two, but nothing crazy. I pr prefer tequila like all the way, which that also makes people triggered. They're just like,
Tequila.
yeah, they're just like,
Yeah,
so you don't
tequila makes me horny and feisty.
really, right? But they're just like, you don't like drinking, but you just want tequila shots all night. I'm like, okay, like not too much. Like not too much. Like just let me go at my own pace. Like
You said you're California sober, so do you smoke weed?
yes, like I definitely love weed. Like I always loved weed. Like I have that with me. So yeah, I was super stoked to go to the West Coast for that purpose. Like it was my first time, like passing a state like Colorado or anything like that. Like so I was just like, oh, we're really about to get into it. Like we've
They
never.
got good
And
weed in California.
I left New York before it got legalized. But I had been back like to visit, but like living, breathing, like doing all that. And I know New York doesn't have like still the situation that California has. Like when I found out that I could buy the weed, like this was like some this made me feel like I was like living in Mississippi and not Florida. But when I found out that you could go purchase the weed and then go sit in the lounge right next to the dispensary and smoke it, I was just like, we're not in Kansas anymore. Like I actually felt I felt so free. Like I was just like, oh, this is like literally what they intended for us as humans. Like so I sat right in that lounge and I was just firing away. I was overindulging so much when I was in California. Like it was a blur. I was like edible beverages, edible everything, like
Everything. I
everything had to
love
be it had to be infused,
it.
like infused water. Like I'm sorry.
Infused hemp water. Yeah, no, I love that we have I love California. Like, it's a really progressive state. Still, there's a lot of people living in this state or where I'm from that are like really
Oh
sus.
yeah.
But in
Oh
terms of
yeah.
weed, I love it. I love being able to just like literally order weed on my phone and have it delivered within the hour. I mean, that's fucking convenient as shit. And it
Yeah.
really, it helps a lot medicinally if you want to have a good time. You're not like fucking drinking beer after beer to get like a nice little buzz. I gotta take a couple of
Right.
hits.
Right.
But that's cool. But like, where in Tampa do you get like the flavor? Like, I want to go to like Latino night. When does that
Yes,
happen?
so I just don't want to make it t like so existential, like the podcast topic. So edit as you need to, but like there's so much that can be said about Florida that it's like hard to skate around. But like I will say, like as a Latino in Florida, like I'm definitely not seen or represented because I'm black, you know what I mean? And like this was like a huge culture shock for me because I never really anticipated, like, I never lived in a place that was like so overwhelmingly Cuban. And like,
Okay.
they do not support like left-wing politics. They don't support like, they are like that whole like Latinos for Trump, like they're out here and they're proud and they're not afraid to represent and they do numbers. Like they will heavily outnumber you. So it's kind of scary. Like
That is really scary.
you don't get that opportunity to be like, oh, Latinos for Trump, am I right? They're gonna be like, bitch, that's me. Like I voted for him. Like they will casually like just slip that in there. And yeah, like so it's
So
scary.
hard.
Yeah, it's very scary. And so that's like a huge presence in like the Latino community here. And I would say like in terms of Latin nights, like your local club, like in Tampa, we have two. We only have two. And that's also something that's like sad about living in Florida. Like obviously if you're in New York City, you have like dozens to choose from. We can go to this lesbian bar, we can go to this whatever. There's not even a lesbian bar in Florida. Like I'm talking the entire state.
Damn,
Like
that sucks.
yes. Like you're not gonna go to Orlando and find one. You're not gonna they will have like a femme night and take what you can get, but a whole lesbian establishment would be like a huge breakthrough. Like
Do y'all have a Hamburger Mary's over
you see, Tampa actually did have one and it closed down. Under like mysterious circumstances, but we still have one nearby, like in the greater Tampa area. So there is,
Mysterious circumstances. What the fuck?
yeah, it's like that's the lore. That's the lore.
That's so sus.
I don't know, like, I don't know if it was because of hate, because sadly, like, that's a possibility, like, in Florida, like, a queer space can close down because of like external forces, like. We don't have a system that backs like queer people. They will actually be like, you know what, that place was an eyesore. Like, let's get the like mayor on this and we'll get this cleared away. Like, yeah, like, you know, so since we don't have that like legislative support on any level, like your local mayor voted for Trump, your local rabbi voted for Trump. And then it's just like
That is so bizarre.
and as you ascend that ladder, like you're not gonna get that helpfulness. Like it's like really crazy. So
They should just cut off Florida from the United States and just have it
no, they
float away
should.
to make its
They
own
should.
island. Its own
Yeah.
people can live there.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely like wild. It's wild as an outsider to hear about it. And then it's wild when you're in here and you're watching it. It still seems like surreal, like that people operate like that. But
Well, let me ask you this, as a person of color, if you find those spaces, like just trying to find queer spaces, troubling, like how do you navigate your sexual life as a person of color in those spaces?
I was like, who's trying to find them? Like I'm doing I'm on, like I'm on Lonely Island. No, it's fine. Like I have always been an out person and I'm not from here, so I think that does like definitely help. Like, and I'm not from like I'm not like there's a lot of people within Florida who maybe like came from a different place in Florida or something like that. But I'm from like a city where it's like when I think of cities like as big as New York City, like there's really no comparing it unless we're talking about like London or like Dubai. Like it would have to be another major like metropolis like type of vibe, like Gotham City. Like I don't know, it would have to be like it would be major. It would have to be major. It's like so it's fine for me. Like I said, I've always been an out person. Like not even if it wasn't like always celebrated like in my childhood or early like queer like identity, like I was always out. Like I was the kid getting called gay like in first grade and I was like, yeah, like I am, and what about it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I never had that whole experience of like being closeted or anything like that. So I will always navigate freely, like for sure, no matter where I go. Like, and plus like I'm a Gen Zer, like so I will find the resources, like we'll find the Telegram group, we will find the Sniffies like alley, we will find the cum dump in the alley. Like we will always I've always been good at like getting exactly what I need, so I really don't know. Like that's why, like, you know, I've like kind of weaseled out like, okay, these people like are like the baiters in this area, these people are like the cum dumps in this area, like, and these and then overarching over all those like subgenres is like these are like the people who I know is their entire queer identity has been molded in Florida, you know, to their like misfortune, because they're like, I want a mask, I want a this, I want to don't present femme, don't be fat. Like that's very common out here for sure. And I'm sure a lot of people like in other places with
Sure.
smaller community. Because, and also like Tampa, Orlando, Miami, like these aren't small places. Like I've never, you know what I mean? Like they're big. Like we do numbers, but it's just like sadly, like the general population is like 9-to-5ers, smooth brain people, like respectfully, you know what I mean? Like not to just throw a whole group in there, but they're not giving very much. Like they're not queer. They're not like intuitive people. They're like very like low vibrational. Like milestones in like Tampa, Orlando, like even though it's like kind of like bigger, like I would definitely quantify as a city. Like I wouldn't say the town of Orlando, like you know what I mean? Like these are places with a big population and a lot of traffic, but it's still like when you get into those, like get into the minds of the locals, they're going to be getting like, how old are you? And you said you don't have a kid. Like they're still measuring these things in like small rural town shit. You know what I mean?
That's so, so wild.
It's like a really, the intersections here are so weird. Like, so
it's really weird. It's like old school, like archaic versus like new school, fast forward and thinking. You're like, the fuck out of that? It's like oil and water, bro.
And when you're in a place like Florida, like you still have like a lot of heteronormative ideas, like penetrating like the queer community. So now they're at a crossroads on what they should be doing with their life or how they think they should emulate like what they see around them. So it does impact the queer community, you know, like being a content creator out here for sure. Like I am not supported by my community at all. Like I'm a social pariah for sure.
What the fuck? So,
yeah, like that is something that I have been like judged about. Like people won't talk like to me.
Making content or just making adult
adult content. Adult content. Yeah. Being a sex worker out here is like very popular and very taboo, like simultaneously. Like like, you know, that's something that I would view people like in New York or my friends who like still live in New York or like maybe live in LA. Like, you know, they got the links in their bio. They're like gooning on camera, they have their toes in the air and they're drooling on toilets, you know what I mean? And I'm like
you're doing that too. I feel like I just saw that on your Twitter.
So I am doing that, but it's just like I know I'm doing all those things, but it's just like you're not supported out here, like to the point that like I'll even lie about like my occupation, like or whatever have you. Because like you will not be supported, you will not be like revered in any way, people will look down on you. It's just like very much that type of culture as well. Like I said, it's 9-to-5ers. Like even amongst the queer people, it's like you still get side-eyed if you're like acting too bombastically. I know, so it's really petty, like, and it's hard to like navigate through, but I don't know. I mean I'm not trying to change any tides in Florida, you know what I mean? Like I'm not one to be like, oh, there's no table. I'm building my table.
But I don't think those, I don't mean, sure, maybe like the culture is different in Florida, but I don't think it's unique to Florida. I certainly experienced that here in LA. And I think that's just fundamentally the gay community, right? Like fundamentally the gay community was built for white cis gay men. And so then that was kind of like what everyone saw as the goal. And it's only really been in like recently, I would say within like the last maybe 10 or 15 years, we're starting to get like representation. Now we're starting to see like Black gays and Asian gays and Mexican gays, but it's still like, I don't know. Anytime I try to engage the LGBT community, it's always, I can always feel like white gays being like, you know, fuck you, we still have this. And you're just like, but it was never yours. Like, isn't it just like a group community? Like I don't understand why they have such a, like a grasp over it, which really sucks. I don't know. And then that's part of the reason why I like kind of disengaged from the gay community, because I was just like, I don't see myself here. And that's why I only really fuck with Vaders, because I'm just like, these are my peeps, like, you know, different body types, different ethnicities, ages, socioeconomic status, like that's the stuff that I really find interesting, not some like cut out example of what a gay quote, you know, supposed to look like.
It's hard. I definitely hear where you're coming from, and it is a strange place. Like I mean, I especially amongst like Baiters, like I feel like it's pretty all-encompassing, so I definitely hear you on that. Like I see a lot of like different people in the baiting community, but like I definitely like will say like I'm not aside, like, and I feel like that was like one of my apprehensions, like kind of being representation for like the bait off, I was just like, well, I'm not really a side, but then again, I'm always posting solo content, so I feel like I can still do this. But I definitely like love, like, I have a breeding kink, like that's my main motif, like it just, I just love it, like what can I say. So all my friends know that I have a breeding kink, like it's unmatched. Like,
you like to breed or you like to be bred?
Both. Like, I'm into both. Like,
Are you into like cum or just the physical act of having cum inside of you?
Cum being exchanged, like cum spraying into nothingness. Like, I just love all things cum. So I just like, I've always been into that. Like, and it's just like a wetness kink in general. Like, if you're pre-cumming, like, I want to hear about it. Like, I don't care what genitalia you have. Like, if it's wet, like, I'm there. Like, I want to see it. Yeah. So that's just like where my that's where my head is at on the matter. So
that's cool.
So, but when I do have to leave those worlds of like, you know, like kind of the baiting scene or like the solo sexual scene, and then I have to take that step into like, I guess the more like typecasted groups, that's when I feel like the public's wrath the most, you know what I mean? It's like, oh well, you don't look like the type of bottom I want, or like you don't look like the type of top I want. So it's just like, oh my gosh, like I can never have my cake and eat it too. But that's it's the only time I encounter that.
I just think it's, I mean, it's, I don't want to say weird, interesting, curious that people have like these type sets of like what really turns them on. It's like, but you're not even willing to explore like other avenues or like other forms of sex. You're just gonna stick to one thing. That's like no flavor. That's like no savon. Like where the spices in your life.
For sure. I will definitely say like I push the fucking Goonie agenda on a lot of people though. Like don't get it twisted. Like as much as I love breeding and cum dumps and taking loads in alleys and all the full nine, I'd be dropping gooning. Like, I'll be like, oh my God, like I'm gooning over this like water right now. And they'd be like, what'd you just say? And I'd be like, oh, like I just said I was gooning. And they would just be like, what is that? And I'd be like, hold up. And then I'll just like pull out my phone. So my homegirls know about gooning. Like,
I love that.
Everybody I know knows about gooning. Like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna name drop it. And it's definitely like an ongoing joke, like amongst me and my friends. But that being said, like gooning, yeah, continue to do it. I love it. We'll just segue into that. Like, I don't really know when I first started like really actively, consciously knowing that this was what I was seeing. But I was just like, I'm here for this because I'm seeing the all the hallmark signs of things that I like. Like, I'm seeing like uninhibited rabid behavior, unhinged behavior, and I'm seeing like people having fun, which we love, always keep it fun. And I'm getting drooling and I'm getting cum. Like, so it ticked all my boxes, and I think the rest is history.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can certainly enjoy so many different acts, like sexual acts. I always, like, I've had different conversations, and I'm almost like, listen, if you're a person that enjoys to masturbate more than just like a passing pleasure, you're on a solo sexual spectrum. Like, and then people get so weirded out about it because you're just like, I'm not this thing. I'm just like, but you are, and it's not a bad thing. You know, you kind of exist on this plane. And so I feel like I got so good at masturbation, like that's for me, it's like my blueprint, it's like my foundation, and then everything else piles on top of that. And I think for like the last couple of years, I've really been into topping, like I've really been into having penetrative sex, and I want to explore what position felt more authentic to me. And I literally asked a friend, and I was like, I need to borrow your asshole for like a night. And he's just like, why? And I was like, I need to try something. And then that night I was like, I'm a top, like I just want to fuck butt, eat butt, and like do all kinds of stuff to butt. So I feel like masturbation has really helped kind of like solidify, like, oh, like if you're good to your sex, like your own sex, and you're able to really harness that power, then you're able to like more confidently engage in other sex acts. Do you feel like that?
I feel like that way too. I mean, like, also just like the media that you are like baiting to, like, what is it that's really getting you going? Like, and then can you go do that too? Like, let's open that. Let's open that door up. Like I said, I love the breeding videos. Now it looks like I'm trying to volunteer. So that's cool. And then like the public exhibition, obviously that's always been a thing. Like,
yeah.
One thing about me, like, I was going to put my nudes on the internet, whether it was monetized or not, just because I'm just naturally that person. Like, I love it. Like, let me be that social pariah for the general public. Like, I've always had that. I've been doing sex work since I was 18. So I was like full steam ahead. It was, you know, all on my own doing. Like, and I had been like early days, like mostly camming. Like, who doesn't love camming? Like, come on now. Like, that's like one of life's simplest pleasures. Like, throw on that webcam and let's start stroking. So that's just how, like,
I'm not the biggest camera, but yeah.
Well, I've seen I have ocular proof of that being a little. I've seen the gooning and I've seen the feet in the air, so what's good? But but yeah, so that's how I got that ball rolling. And I think, like, with the whole solo sexual journey, I feel like everyone kind of has indulged on that at some point, or maybe they haven't. And there is, I mean, it's just like story as old as time, like, you know, like masturbating is like for a lot of people, like, really shameful or whatever. And like, even in contemporary, like, times of just now, like, you know, our present year, like, you'll hear, like, mostly like heteronormative people be like, oh, he masturbates too much and I think it's weird, and he, like, he just like jerks off for like 3 minutes in the bathroom on like a Saturday night, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's never that deep. Like, if you wanna, like, I say use that rose toy and like destroy your clitoris, like, do it. Like, just do it. Like, if that's something you want to indulge in, just do it. If you want to pound away at the fleshlight, just do it. Like, I fortunately, like, never had a shame associated with it. And I think it's very telling. But also, like, just to open the conversation up a little bit more, like, I never pressure anybody into, like a sexual role, like, in terms of, like, people being tops or bottoms or whatever. Like, I feel like I can get enough pleasure, like, from just, you know, baiting. And I know for a lot of people that's like really a difficult pill to swallow, like, but I think it just comes from a place of having like an open mind and like understanding consent and like being like a more, like, I don't know how else to say it, but like an evolved person. Like, I feel like you have to really be pigeonholing your own brain to think like, this is the type of sex I need to have, otherwise I'm a loser or something. Like, that's such a weird mindset to have, or like to cast on other people. So as somebody who will literally like go to a valley of flowers and put my taint in the sky, like, I'm good. We're good over here. Like, we are good. Anybody else that's joining in, like, you know, that's just like an additional moment. But yeah, like I said, I will always like root for the solo sexual community. Like, even if I'm, you know, in a sling getting fucked, like, still always have them in my heart.
Yeah, no, I agree too. And that goes for everybody, like, enjoying their sex. And like, you know, if you have the if you feel the need to like be an exhibitionist and show whatever you have, like, there's, and I think that's like the beauty of sex and sexuality, is that you can explore it in so many different ways. Like, there's so many different kinks and there's so many different avenues to enjoy pleasure, and it's your body, so it's like you have full authority over that. So get in the game, bro.
Exactly. And yeah, I mean, also, I just have like many side friends, and I love it when people like come out as a side. Like, I feel like it's silly that you even have to like come out and say you're a side, because it's just like, now we've unlocked another thing we have to like keep in the dark or like whatever. Like, but I love my sides. I'm side friendly as fuck. Like, if anybody ever wants to slide in my DMs and I know they're not on that, like, that anal wave, like, that's a-okay. And I just hate that that's like a controversial statement to be like, I support sides. Like, I'm not trying to like rehabilitate the side to be into penetrative sex, and like, I feel like that's where the whole like consent thing comes into play. It's just like, if they're not into that, like, that's point blank, like, you know, don't push the agenda.
I totally agree. And I think it comes in waves too. Like, I'll you know, I'll enjoy masturbation just for a month and it'll be like, it's just me. Like, all I want to, like, that's where I'm at right now. I'm just like, all I want to do is me. I've canceled on a few like booty calls, but that could change in a couple of months or a couple of weeks to be like, okay, I'm ready like for blowjobs again, or I'm ready for anal or something. I just feel like I love all these things. And I just feel like at certain points in my life, I just fixate on the one. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's fun to like go back and forth and be like, oh yeah, I remember when I really was into armpits. Let's get back into armpits again. So it just becomes like this thing where you like kind of just like, oh yeah, I remember doing that. Let's revisit that sex act. It's really fun to do.
But what about you? Have you lived in LA your whole life, or have you moved around California? Let's go back to that.
I am born and raised in California, Los Angeles. My parents, most of my family live here. The only ever time I ever lived out of state was when I went to New York for 3 years, and that was when I was 30, my early 30s, like 30 to 33 years old. And I really loved it. And I think that in that time, that's when I became more like solo sexual. That's when I was just like, oh, there's this thing that I've been denying of myself for a really long time that I should really figure out. Cause I started meeting other sides and baiters and solo sexuals. And I was like, oh, what's this thing called? What is this community?
Right.
So that was kind of, it kind of had the spark there at the tail end of New York. And then when I got back to LA, I just jumped full head and I was like, what is this? And then I was like, I'm only intubating. So for like 3 to 5 years, I was only masturbating and wasn't having any kind of sex.
Wow. And that's a very powerful statement for a lot of people. Like, yeah. I feel like that holds as much weight as like you give it person to person. Cause like there have been times when I have been like deliberately celibate for like months and people are like, what's wrong with you? What were you going through? I'm like, bitch, nothing. Like, not anything that, and maybe people are a little bit more out of pocket on the East Coast. Cause like, I feel like, bitch, why are you even asking me that? Like, are you about to sit here and milk me dry? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't understand that either. It's just like, I can choose to do whatever I want with my own sex life. Like, if I want to be celibate for the rest of my life, that's my own choice. There's nothing wrong with me.
Right. Especially like, you know, there's so many things that I feel like are looked over and it's like ableist to like to be like that. Like, and just having my own medical like background, like mentally and physically, like I don't want to engage with sex all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I feel like that could lean the door open to like other alternative like sex practices or whatever. Like, you know, I love like the tantric sex community. Like, I want to like tap into that a little bit more and just see like take the gooning to new heights. Like, I don't want to remember my name. Like, I'm ready. Like, how can we do like the ayahuasca infused gooning trip? Like, let's
bro,
do it.
Bro, imagine if you were fucking high off your ass doing ayahuasca and just dude, that's like, a fucking trip.
Let's just see where we can take it. Like, let's explore these new horizons. So yeah, and like, you know, not everybody can, like I said, like physically and medically engage in sex and stuff like that. So it's just like, so yeah. are these people like not up to a certain standard in your eyes too? It just like, it opens the door up to a lot of like weird negative things about people's bodies, which I'm just like, I'm never commenting on people's body. Yeah, like I don't comment on people's, like, you know, I disengage from all that discourse. Like, of course, like you open the door up to, when you make content, people to make comments on you, like, you know, in such a raw, vulnerable state. But I don't know, I definitely take like the Kim Kardashian approach. Like, I do not read the comments. Like, I don't. Yeah. Like, I truly don't. Like, and I don't even have a massive following, so like, so I've said that to people and they're like, oh, you're so corny, like it's not even like you're a celeb. Like, but I'm just like, well, starting now into the future, like I do not engage with like the comment section. Like, we just let it go, let the message, you know, like pile up. It is what it is. Like, because a lot of people are going to say weird stuff, so you have to like make sure you have that boundary. But
yeah, I think the hesitation of going full out on social media was that it's just like this idea of like having, or just the vision of having like all these people just trolling you and telling you how horrendous you are and horrible. But like, to be honest, like I really have encountered like less than 2% of that in the time that I've been online. People have been so nice and so supportive. But I think that's because it's for baiters. Like, we get it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I don't, like, and it's just, I don't know. I have this conversation often with multiple people and it's like, yeah, you open yourself up to like the internet in whatever way. But you could be fucking blending. There's this guy that's like vegan and blends smoothies and like dances, like, and the amount of hate he gets, and I'm like, he's just like blending fruit in a blender, and he's getting like death threats. Like, it's just like, you're really damned if you do and if you don't. So if you have that own innate thing to like want to just create content, just post it. Like, it is what it is. Like,
yeah. I also too, I feel like it's the future. Like, it's how we interact now. It's not going anywhere. I feel like we're thinking of new ways to make it even, you know, more expansive. Like,
yeah,
fucking Apple just dropped this, you know, that fucking thing that's like $3,000. Have you seen this thing?
No.
It's like, they're like fucking glasses. You can basically see like your emails right in front of you. Like, you basically touch. Like, it's like, no, it's, I'm like serious. VR.
Like,
VR. Yeah, it's like VR, and you could like, you could swipe shit and you could watch a movie, and it's all these things anyway.
That's,
it's like
so crazy. I never saw that.
Yeah, Record Player One. And I just feel like, and it's funny because once I saw that drop, I went over to xbiz.com, and there was already conversations happening. They're like, how is this going to change, impact the porn industry? Like, if you're seeing porn that up close, like, we have to make it so it has to be presented in a way that people can see it on this device. And you're just like, porn is never going to go away, essentially. That's like what I'm talking about. It's just going to keep adapting to whatever new technology that we have. Like, I just feel like sexuality has been with us since the beginning of fucking time, since like the first dick and vagina was ever available. Like, dicks and, you know, we're always constantly finding ways to explore it, and I'm excited for it.
Me too. I'm definitely also really nervous. Like, there's definitely a little shred of like nervousness, like with the AI technology, and like, I mean,
yeah, that's so scary.
We already have the resources now. It's like, you don't even have to say like, oh my gosh, like, I mean, they could put like two politicians fucking in a gangbang and make it look pretty lit. I mean, we're already really close to like making that look like super realistic, like, and yeah, I mean, it's there. If you just have the effort level to make that happen, like, you can. And I just know how like that can affect people. Like, the days of like, I remember like when celebrities' iCloud accounts were getting hacked and like famous actresses' news were getting leaked, and like, we don't even need that. Like, we can just bypass all those moments and create whatever fantasy we want, like, straight from scratch. So that wouldn't even be a scandal with where we're headed. We can just create whatever imagery we want to. So that's a little nerve-wracking, because people are always trying to like cover their digital footprint these days, but it's kind of like non-existent to be able to do that. So it's not like you have to drink the Kool-Aid about the situation, but it's just like, if you engage like with even having a smartphone, like, babes, you're in the system, like, enjoy the ride.
Yeah, if you're texting at all, you're in it, man. You're in this. Yeah, there's really no way to escape technology at this point. What was I really excited for the future? Oh, I was talking to my friend Crystal, because she's about to go see Beyonce in August in her Renaissance tour. And I'm like, now that is a really great example of like technology means artistry. Have you seen the clips of her show?
Oh yeah, I feel like I've been to the concert probably 64 times just through Twitter. Just
watching it, yeah.
Yes, like, I know exactly like when the intermissions start. I know what the general admission area looks like. I feel like I know where I can get my drink ticket. Like, yeah, we've seen all the clips. Like, it's super cool. I mean, her outfit that like can morph, and the robot that's like helping her perform. It's just
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's really cool that we're able to, like, as artists, you know, be able to fuse those things together. Like, even her whole, you know, the whole show is sexy, like her dancers and the way she moves and what she's dressing like in her hair. Like, it's just like so fucking smart as fuck. No wonder she's Beyonce, man.
Exactly. What I've been seeing on social media recently that is definitely like taking the internet by storm is the NPC like culture, and like the being an NPC as a fetish. I think it's definitely like gooning for straight people. So we are already getting like gooning appropriated by straight people, but it's like when people pretend to be like NPCs in video games, like, or an anime, like, but on TikTok live, and they're actually making like thousands of dollars like per live. And They are dog walking other creators currently, and there's one that's pretty famous right now, and she just, I'm gonna have to send you a link for it because I don't know how to describe it or imitate it, but it's definitely taking the internet by storm. I'm shocked you haven't seen it already.
No, I'm
But
not
it's
familiar. I
like
would love to
when you see it though, it's like you're gonna be like hyper fixated too. So like just brace yourself because it's like you can't look away. Like it's become my Coco Melon. Like it's just like so addicting, like to watch people act that way. I guess it's a little acting, like for sure acting, but it's unique. They pretty much just act like NPCs, so they'll just like repeat a ton of lines and do little actions and be really cute. Mostly it's like about being cute and like,
It's like anime shit, like
no,
cosplay.
it's real life people, but they're like cosplaying as like NPCs. So it's interesting. Everybody has their own little genre.
Okay, well, maybe I can get into that, some of that stuff. You sent me a link. I just
Yeah.
started getting into like pup play, like pup kink play.
Pup
Like,
play.
yeah, I just recently bought a hood.
Oh my
I
gosh.
don't even wear it. I just had it because I was like, oh, this would be really cool one day, and I like bought it. Took
You've
photos
been.
and I don't wear it again, but I'm just like, I need to go to like a space. I need to go somewhere to like really wear this thing.
Will you be like barking and woofing and are ruining?
Yes.
Yes, I
That's
live. I
the
feel
role,
like.
because I'm talking to a pup Chicago, and he got me really into it. Like, he just started sending me like, you know, those cartoons, those like pictures of wolves and the dogs
Yeah.
fucking each other, which it never really turned me on. It kind of still doesn't, but I think it's like it's the mental aspect of it, like mentally, like the pup play, like I don't know, there's something kind of sexy about it.
I feel you. I've never really been into it, but it is a massive scene and I've seen them in person and I always interact with them respectfully. I'm not tugging on anybody's collar without their consent. So I'm here for it. I don't own a hood, mostly because it's my hair. Like I have a lot of hair. I have long hair. I mean, it's like in some pretty old twists right now, but for me, I would have to like set up my hair a certain way to even wear a hood. So that would be a moment for me, but I definitely will be like acting my ass off. And I don't have like a fursona or anything like that. I feel like if you are into those scenes, like, and you have those things and you do like cosplaying girlies, love them. It requires an immense amount of effort and talent, like, for me. And there was actually like a pup in the Bait World series too. And like, they were turning the party for me. Like, I will aru back at them like all day. So
Betermutt. We love Betermutt.
yeah, so I'm into it. And then like the tail butt plugs, I mean, that is just like so camp. Like, how can you not love that?
That is really cute, right?
I
Oh,
love
they have like
it.
the little fist, little fisties. They don't even
Yes.
have a hand. They're just like little. I
Yes, that's so cute. But
it is cute. I think it's just another form of, sexual expression. It's
can you be a pup and a handler? Like, is that a thing?
a pup and a handler. That's a great question. I don't know.
You don't know. I feel like
There's
I
a
would want
lot.
I wouldn't I want to do both for sure. I would want to do both because I'm verse.
Are you various? I feel like I'd
Yes.
probably be more, for sure, more of a handler. I just think at this point in my life, I'm just like, no one's gonna own me. Unless it's some like rich older
I'm
daddy,
so
and I'm just
done.
like, you're gonna fly me to fucking Barbados? Sure, I'll be your pup for you. But for the most part, I feel like now that I'm kind of older, I do really feel like I definitely give off big bro vibes. And so, and that's really the people that I'm interacting with now. Like, I think like in the community, like people are either younger than me or my age. And so that's kind of where I'm getting that in my life. I mean, people, listen, people see the salt and pepper hair, and they're just like, daddy. And I'm just like, yes,
Yeah, I
okay.
mean, it's super nice. Like, I mean, I feel like own it no matter what you are, what end of the spectrum you are, just own it. Be authentic to yourself and be confident because people are really hurtful, like, especially like in the queer spaces, like the judgment can be super fierce. So
So
I don't
what
even
would you
know.
say? What advice would you give to someone that wants to, like, be more open about their bait and to like share it?
I would say just break down those like internal biases you have regarding like masturbation, you know, really start at the foundation. Like if you don't have like the core principles like kind of ruled out, you're not gonna like be able to make breakthroughs in anything. So just like understand that, like, yeah, like masturbating is totally fine. It's self-pleasure. Like, you're gonna be doing your thing. If you want to share it with others, you can, and there's certainly a community there for you. But if you want to just keep it to yourself, like, push the horizons for yourself, like, personally, like, be like, I want to try this toy, this cock ring, I want to try this poppers, and you know, just push your own limits if that's something you want to do. I prefer, like, for my own things, like, I'm just like, how long can I edge, how long can I go uncum, like, that's like something that like motivates me, and like the beginning stages too. I mean, I've got everything squared away, like, now I'm no novice to like no, like, douching 20 minutes or less, like, don't play with me, like,
what, really? I wish.
No,
I mean, that's probably why I'm a horrible bottom, because I can't douche for shit.
I'm the CDC of douching. Like, I'm such a pro at it. I don't know.
CDC.
I am, like, I help people get on a better regimen. Like, I'm literally a douching coach at this point. I should just go get that job.
Okay, well, then you can douche. You can coach me, because I feel like in my life, like, I've been, there was a point where I was like, okay, I'm really gonna get into ass play, and so like I went and bought all these like anal toys. I got like a dildo for one of my favorite porn stars, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna do this, and it literally lasted for like a day, and then I was like, I can never get clean. Like, it was always such a traumatic experience.
I mean, I do think everybody's body is different, and like,
sure,
I don't know if there's a little like luck involved with mine, but yeah, like, after you get past that initial learning curve, I feel like you can get on a really good place with it. So I've let people come to my house just to douche here, like, and then, you know, go have fun, sweetie. Like, I'm everybody
douching parties.
Just like my homeboys. Like, just like, if you're my friend, like, getting ready for a hookup, and you don't have like, you know, especially since I'm in my early 20s, like, you know, I know a lot of like people with like, you know, living in the scene that I live in, like, maybe they don't have this at home, or maybe they live with their parents, or it's like a multi-generational household where they can't just have the whole fucking douching apparatus popping up. Like, so I'll let them come over. Be like, girl, I'm just gonna smoke a joint. Like, call me if you need help.
But, that's nice of you.
Yeah, like, I'm the drag mother of douching. So I definitely have helped a lot of people. I've released my douching tutorial before. And yeah, I think like once you get over these hurdles, like, so douching, I'm getting it done in 20 minutes flat. Like, baiting, like, I know that I never bought anything other than like jungle juice. Like, that's just like it for me. Like, there's just something about that. I literally just never bought anything else. I don't know why. Like, I just hyper fixated on it.
Yeah, I mean, if it works for you, then yeah.
And then, like, I know, like, you know, like, so I'm no novice to it. So I would just say, like, you know, push yourself sexually if that's something you want to do. If you feel like you want like more bigger loads or whatever, you know, like, maybe like try to abstain if that's something that is going to like gratify you, like, try not coming every day and just see what you can do. And then, yeah, like, if you want to make content, then make content. But, you know, like, there's definitely like a whole nother discourse that goes along with that, for sure. Like, I don't particularly like promote people to make content, which I don't think is like a controversial take. Like, I think like a lot of content creators actually like think that way, just maybe don't like express it too often. But there's so many, like, that's like such a big umbrella. I feel like when you want to like, if you're posting it just for posting it, the sake of, and you just want like some engagement, that's fun. But then if you want to monetize it, that's like a whole nother thing. But even just posting it for fun can be a whole big thing. Like, somebody can try to blackmail you, somebody can steal your images, somebody can do all types of things. So making content, you know, just explore it at your own risk. I feel like baiting content is pretty simple. Everybody's got nudes on their phone, so there's not much politics involved in there, really, or there shouldn't be. I don't think it's not that controversial to have a nude, like, in this day and age.
That's
like,
true.
Like, versus,
I, I encourage you to have nudes. Like, I encourage you to like look at your body and like explore it and like
For sure. And even like on a non-sexual context, like just take a fucking full body pic, like with no clothes. Like,
and keep it for you. And like, and treasure it and honor it. Yeah, no, I totally support all that. What is on the horizon for you in terms of content? Like, where do you see yourself going? Like, what are your future goals?
I feel like my ongoing goal is always, you know, make collabs happen, whatever shape or form they may come in. But at the end of the day, like, just stay consistent with my own following, try to keep my engagement, you know, on the rise. Like, I don't really like social climb or like ride the coattails of people. Like, I've turned down like a lot of like, you know, like interesting offers or like good like offers that I felt like could have been like a huge boost, but you just have to trust your own intuition with things. And like, if it seems like a sketchy vibe, like, don't do it. So just continuing to stay true to myself, not switch up, and try to get more collabs scheduled in the books, like reliable collabs, you know, like not like some foolishness or, you know, especially if it's a collab that involves like you coming out of your own pocket or something like that, like definitely don't let the bag fumble, I guess. So just trusting my own instincts as always is something that I'm always gonna like look forward to for the future. But also just try to like stay on top of trends, like not social climb, but just off of others. But like if there's like trending audios or I know a lot of people, and I've been trying to do this for a while, even though I feel like there's pros and cons, but like when you kind of like reel back on me, like put less explicit content out and then like make more TikToks or something and then get people to go to that content, like that's a pipeline that I feel like is a slippery slope. To like, you have to like wiggle your way through that, and like you might have to bounce around a little bit, but I have seen it be really successful for other people. So I'm monetizing my presence even further on platforms that like I may not suspect that could be beneficial, like even Reddit. I know people that have really popping Reddits and like Telegram groups. So just keeping my eyes open for the next big thing, I guess. Like, I'm on Threads now, even though that shit is already collecting dust.
Yeah, same.
My Threads journey lasted like 16 hours, and I was like, okay, like,
I'm like, what's the point? I can't even show my dick here. Like,
yeah, it's like so dumb. I'm not going Threads famous. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, it's not realistic. I'm not counting on my first viral Threads post. Like, it's just a lot. It's a lot. So just trying to juggle everything, juggle life, juggle making content, and try to stay positive about the whole experience.
Mom, I love it. That's so great. Where can people find all your content? Just name all your socials.
Of course, they can find me on Twitter at gayho1. And then on Instagram, I'm gayho. And that's pretty much it.
How do you spell that? Gayho.
It's G-A-Y-H-E-A-U-X. And like, I know that's like New Orleans like language, but it's just something that resonated with me.
Well, like, I just wanted people to find you. I didn't want people to be like, H-O-E, I can't find this hoe. Like, you spelled it wrong.
No, my hoes, my little hoes, like, they all know that they're loved and they're seen. But yeah, a lot of people always ask if I'm from New Orleans. Like, no, we ain't ever been there. I'm so sorry. Like,
I want to go to New Orleans.
It's really close. It's really close to Florida. Yeah, I would go. Yeah. Okay, so you can access New Orleans, like, from Florida, and it can be like a 2-hour drive. Like, if you're at the very panhandle of Florida, you can drive like 2 hours into New Orleans. Like,
holy, I should shit. Not.
Yeah, so that actually is like a common, like, let's go to New Orleans, blah blah blah. It's like hour-long flight type of vibes. So it's feasible, but I just never been. Like,
that's cool.
I don't drink a lot, so it's just like the whole Bourbon Street shit, like. Yeah. And I hear they're out of pocket. Like, they will, like, all those videos you see of people taking shots out of people's titties and stuff like that, those are like $25 shots for like well alcohol. Yeah, fuck. Like, it's like well alcohol, $25, but you're paying for the vibe, you know? Like, so it's kind of a tourist trap. And I already live in Florida, so I'm just like, babes, we're good. But
Well, I was just talking to a friend, and she was just like, "Yeah, let's go to New Orleans." And I was just like, "Yeah, I'm down for that. I would love to go to Mardi Gras just once, just so that I can experience it."
yes. And okay, so I don't know if you were gonna, okay, so I don't know how fierce the editing process is on this, but I want to dial back to another conversation, like about the so if you can move it to that, but maybe that's not possible, but I'll mention it anyway. So like with the baiting scenes, like so I'm sure you know about like the whatever city and then the Jacks, you know what I mean, like New York City Jacks. So I've had pretty fierce and memorable moments at the Jacks events like across the nation. Have you?
I get really no, because I think I was dealing with a lot of social anxiety.
Okay, so you're not jerking off in the room of 100 people.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
However, the last big thing that I did on that level was go to a Healthy Friction in Palm Springs. And that was
Okay.
kind of like New York Jack's, where it was like everyone was on the pool party, and it was like 50 people masturbating. And that was really fun. But I feel like I'd probably be more inclined to do that now.
Yes, I would definitely say enjoy it, explore it. Like, I feel like Healthy Friction is a more like immersive experience. Jack's events typically are like come, stay as long as you like, and then, you know, like
Leave.
six people could have came on your leg and you will not leave knowing their name. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like a let's book this hotel and then we're all gonna go here and then we're all, like, no, it's just like drop the address and let's pull up. So first one I ever went to was actually Philly Jack's, and I think that's kind of the OG one. Like, I'm not trying to like state like the incorrect facts, but that one is literally, you can look it up on Google Maps and
Oh, okay, nice.
there will be the four options. It's gonna be like reviews, website, directions, like she's in there, it's in the system like as fuck. And
Google
it's like,
legit.
yeah, like, and you'll go into like this, it's right in downtown. You literally like open a door off of a busy street, go up some steps, and then there's the room to your left. Like, go join the 50 other people jerking off on their lunch break, their commute. I just popped in for the day. Like, all types of people, all types of sizes. Like, I've seen like some of the biggest dicks of my life at these Jack's events. And then I've been to the ones in New York City, which is like a similar vibe, like long going, ongoing ones. But sadly, there's no Jack's events like in Florida. So when I came out here, I was like, oh, that's kind of a bummer. But we did get one in Tampa, but it's so in its grassroots era that I just had to omit myself from going.
That's
Just do,
okay. I
yeah,
feel
like
like it'll evolve, it'll get bigger, it'll get more traction.
yeah, it would definitely get more traction. They're trying to move in a different pace, but yeah, it's definitely early stages. So what can I say? Like, I want to be in like the lit one. I don't want to be in like the one where it's like, oh, it's Craig from last time. You know what I mean? Like, like I don't
Fucking
want to do that.
Craig.
And it's also like the guy that works at like the Publix around the corner. Like, I like you don't have Publix out there, but like the fucking like Del Taco from down the street. Like, oh, that's the guy from Del Taco.
What if he
Like,
has like a massive cock?
then that's lit. Like in that moment, but I also due to like the structure and like how society is like set up here, it's just like he's gonna like clean his hands and run out the door. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's not gonna bond with you outside of that space. Like, so it's gonna be some weird thing. So I'm just like still waiting for it to like kick off a little bit. And but they were supporting me like in the Bait World series. Like, they were obviously, if they're in that Jack's group, they're definitely gonna know about like Bait World and stuff like that. So it was like I was getting like some support from them, I suppose. Like, people are like, oh, like, are you doing like the bait off thing? And I'm like, yeah, I am. So that was like an icebreaker, I guess.
That's
But
fun.
yeah, that was about it. I've had a few sightings from Twitter, like going to Pride events, like and stuff like that. Like,
I
but
want to do that. Like, I was actually was talking to Coach about that, and he was like, "Oh, how do we get Bait World more?" I was like, "You need more like in-person events." He's like, "I totally agree." And I was like, "We should get like a booth at Pride's, like when you go to Pride and it'll be Bait World, and you have that information, and it's more public, and you need more people who are like forward facing, like get all the players from the Bait Off series to like show up to Pride and hand out t-shirts and shit. Like, I just feel like we need to be more in person. Since our online presence is already so strong, well, let's take it out to the masses. And like, we're real people. Like, we're real masturbators. Yeah. Like, we have lives and we have pets and we have families. And like, there's shit that we do, but we also do enjoy this stuff.
It's definitely doable.
That's kind of where I see like the future of it going. And I feel like that's kind of like, that's kind of like the next step for me, like just to be more visible. And I'm kind of already doing that now, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's so doable. There's so many people at Pride. There's people at Pride selling like dick shaped lollipops. Like, it's, you know, everything is possible there. Like, you know, that's a vending experience. There's people selling plants there. Like, you can definitely do it for sure. And I don't know. I hope I am up for consideration as an alum, because I do, like, you know, kind of thrive in a social setting. Like, I'm not an introverted person really. So I would be turning the party out there. You just have to get like a few hotties out there and people will stop by for sure. Like, the branding is essential.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, I think so much for talking to me. I had a really good time. It was so nice to talk to you and learn more about you. Definitely check out Gayho and all of their social media. Check out that new Twitter where he's jerking off on the toilet.
Drooling on the toilet.
Drooling on the toilet. Yeah, sounds good. And then, you know, we'll keep in contact and we'll see each other around.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it was such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Hopefully new episodes and new things on the horizon. I'm gonna keep my eyes open. And yes, I enjoyed it so much.
Thanks. I enjoyed it too. All right, y'all. Hopefully you enjoyed the convo and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.